AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The House is readying for a second impeachment of President Trump while calls continue for others in the administration to take action.
Maryland's Jamie Raskin says the president is unfit to serve, and the vice president and cabinet must use constitutional powers to oust him.
The time of 25th Amendment emergency has arrived.
The president, though, says there's zero risk of that happening, and without explaining, says it'll come back to haunt the Biden administration.
As the expression goes, be careful what you wish for.
In his first public appearances since his backers attacked the Capitol, the president took no responsibility for the violence, though he'd urged them moments earlier to march there, saying his remarks were totally appropriate. He's blasting a Democratic push to impeach him again, saying it's causing tremendous anger and danger. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The country is going through its most lethal phase of the pandemic. Governors and local officials in some of the hardest hit states, however, are reluctant to impose restrictions on businesses to stop the spread. It's a mix of fears of further damage to the economy and a growing population tired of the restrictions, even with the increased threats to their own lives. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey continues to oppose mask mandates or close bars, gyms, and restaurant dining, ignoring pleas from hospital leaders in the state. Vaccines are being cleared for broader distribution, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar.
Each week, doses available will be released to first cover the needed second doses and then cover additional first vaccinations.
Johns Hopkins says nearly 380,000 people have died in the pandemic in this country. The Centers for Disease Control and Protection has expanded its COVID testing to include all U.S.-bound air passengers before they board planes for the United States. This is AP News. In the final days of the Trump administration, the government's plans to carry out its first execution of a female inmate in nearly 70 years have been put on hold amid a flurry of legal rulings, and two other executions set for later this week were halted because the inmates tested positive for COVID-19. The three executions were to be the last before President-elect Joe Biden is sworn in next week. 10 federal inmates have been executed since the summer. A Dragon cargo capsule returning 12 bottles of French wine and hundreds of grapevines back to the Earth after spending a year in space on the International Space Station. AP's Marcia Dunn explains.
This is not just about having a fun sip of wine that flew in space. The company's co-founder, Nicholas Gulm, told me that they're trying to get a step ahead by taking grapevines into space so they can be stressed by the lack of gravity. Agricultural science is the primary objective.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.